Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Dolores and Joe just painted their house, and I don't think Dolores is really happy with the color. So she wanted a Brian Bellbuster for Joe's birthday to mess with his paint choice.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. Looking for Joe.
This is Joe.
Hi, Joe. Bill Dawes here from the Historic Society.
Hello. Okay.
We noticed that you just recently painted your house.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, not sure about the color there, Joe.
Okay. Wait, what do you mean by that?
Not sure that it's on the Historic Registry of Colors.
Okay, again, I'm not sure what that means.
Well, looks like you've got more of you got a gray on your house there?
Yeah, Duxbury gray, yeah.
Ah, it's a nice gray. But Duxbury gray is not on the registry. You should have used a Puritan gray.
What does that mean, though? I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, your house is on the Historic Registry, so you need to use a registered historic paint color.
Okay, I'm sorry. And who am I speaking with?
This is Bill Dawes from the Historic Society.
Okay, what? So I didn't use the gray. What is that? I don't understand.
Well, see, Puritan gray, that's the historical color. That's a number HC-164.
Okay.
What you've got there is a Duxbury gray is a HC-163.
Okay, but why does it matter?
Well, because you're on the historic registry.
Historic registry for what?
Your home. I didn't know if you knew this or not. There should be a marker even out on the sidewalk there. Paul Revere actually stopped there on his midnight ride to pee, and it makes it a historic spot.
Okay.
One if by land, two if by pee. That's how it goes.
But still, what does that have to do with my house?
Well, we're going to need you to repaint that.
Yeah. Sorry, say that again?
You're going to need to paint it the Puritan gray.
No, I'm not going to have to repaint it again.
And what method did your painters use? It looked like kind of a big job sprayed on there.
Yeah, they did that, and then they, you know, used a roller where they needed to cover up some stuff.
Yeah, we're going to need the Puritan gray, and it needs to be applied in a historically accurate manner with, like, a horsehair brush.
You got to be kidding me, man.
We could probably get away with just painting the front of the house, just the facade.
I'm not repainting the front. I'm not painting any part of the house. If you guys want to pay for it and send somebody down, then maybe I'll discuss it, but I'm not paying for it. I'm not painting it. That ride was like 400 years ago, so I don't care if it's a historic landmark area. I'm not doing it.
Just the front? Maybe just the front?
No, not the front, not the side, not the porch, not the sill. I'm not repainting the house.
Yeah, actually, you know, it's funny. The trim should really be a Weston Flax. That's an HC5, if you want to write that down.
I don't want to write it down. I'm not going to write anything down. I'm pretty much done with this conversation. You can go ahead and hang up whenever you want.
You don't care that Paul Revere peed there? He had to stop and get off his horse right out front. There should be a little marker on the sidewalk.
They have that marked that that's where he...
Yes, it was the pee heard round the world.
This is ridiculous. I feel you said I'm done talking to you.
You never heard that? Longfellow poem? He was a Longfellow. It took a while. He's been on that horse for quite a while, you know?
You guys got to have better things to be doing than just calling me up.
You know what, Joe?
Yes.
This is actually a Brian Bellbuster. You ever listen to Lauren and Wally, Joe?
Yeah. Come on.
Well, your wife Dolores gave us a call and said she wasn't sure about the color of the house, but...
Oh, my God.
She wanted to give you a Brian Bellbuster for your birthday, so happy birthday. I'm sure the house looks great. Duxbury gray is a lovely color.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's...
Well, you can get Dolores back when it's her birthday with a Brian Bellbuster of her own.
I think I will.
Well, we appreciate you listening to Lauren and Wally and WROR.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, I can't believe it. Awesome.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.